I can fathom they say, hey, Ted, I don't know why, you got to land this giant plane, passenger plane. I'm like, all right.
I'm on it.
But I have a hard time seeing the dispatcher being like, all right. Just ram it in his neck.
Yeah. Like, but if they're going to tell you how to land a plane, they might as well tell you to ram something in somebody's neck. It's a big thing. Hundreds of people full of fuel. You have no idea what you're doing. They're going to do their best
you're
to
probably
explain
wasted.
This to you. That's a good point, too.
Cart service, buddy. Sorry.
When did you need or lend a helping hand? 206-803-RIDE.
That would suck if, like, again, somehow that scenario happens. And they're like, you, dude, we need you. Then it's like, have you had beers? Like, oh, no. Can I not land the plane? Like, no, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Somebody here on YouTube says, I'm getting CPR trained soon for community service hours. I want to know.
All right.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, look, why not? I mean, you might as well learn something.
Learn something, yeah. Instead,
I mean, you can pick up trash.
Or hand soup to people. Yeah. Or learn to save a life. Mm-hmm. You know, learn to save a life. Hello, Wesley. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, I'm not sure if you guys heard about the naked fighter that happened the last 4th of July weekend.
The what happened?
So my neighbor and midnight started knocking on my door after the 4th of July, ringing the doorbell because there was a fire near my neighbor's house. The shared fence between our houses caught on fire when some fireworks properly extinguished went up and caught the fence on fire and threatened both of our houses.
You the naked guy?
Yeah. With that?
Were you the naked guy?
Yes, I am.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
Is this like a news story?
You know, my fiance, yeah.
Wait, how did they cover this in the news?
National headlines at this point.
Would it have made national headlines if you weren't naked? Like, do you think your nakedness is the sole reason why?
Absolutely not.
No, you haven't seen this video of this guy?
No.
I
have no idea.
It was a big story. And to your credit, Sir, like, you just get out there and
naked,
start
the man
fighting that fire.
Fire but, sparked by fireworks.
Yeah. I mean,
they got a picture. Could you see your junk or anything?
Oh, look at you. They got a blurred picture of you from the back.
The blurred, like even on my regular just blink camera image, all you can see is my butt running out the front door.
Yeah.
I'm fighting the fire, standing buck naked, sitting from a fire. They blurted out anyway, and the blur did crash. So I think I'm learning.
Wesley, what's going on with your phone?
Your phone keeps breaking up, man. Is there anything you can do on your end?
Step outside, maybe.
Yeah,
I'll give it a try.
Well, put some clothes on,
please, because you got a flat butt.
So what is it saying in the story?
All right.
Just looking at the pictures.
Oh, man, dude.
That's good work out of you.
You just don't care, do you? That's amazing.
No.
Yeah, that's awesome.
No shame.
Yeah, I guess when there's a fire.
People, you know,
All right, but let me ask you this, though, man. So you run outside naked because your fence is on fire. I understand that. But generally speaking, my junk is not exposed to the elements. So I got it. How hot were those flames on your junk?
It was pretty dang hot, man. It was raging. Like I said, less than 6 feet from this fire.
Oh, we're looking at the picture.
For the twig and berries.
Yeah, I mean, you're right there, man. That's wow.
Okay.
But
now fire's next. How did you know that the fire had started?
A neighbor from down saw the flame up in between our houses, ran down to ring our doorbell, and actually my fiance was still up with the pets, you know, because fire went off.
Okay.
So she's the one who ran upstairs yelling. And that's what kind of kicked the whole thing off.
Huh?
Yeah.
Now, how many people have contacted you nationally and around the world and want you to show up on Good Morning America or whatever?
Well, I've done 8 interviews, including one for Inside Edition that aired this week. So the Today Show and the Tonight Show are my next step. I mean,
you ever think about just coming out in like a bodysuit?
Right, know, you
like,
might as well. You're known as
just
that
come
guy.
Out, like, just basically looking naked.
I'm coming out with my Halloween costumes. I know the nude color cut pieces the actors uses for sex scenes. I'm going to get one of those Superman fire extinguishers to walk around town.
Right. Now, do they have an official nickname for you?
One good one I heard was Smokey the Bear, but B-A-R instead of B-E-R. That's a pretty good one.
Smokey the Bear.
Control Commando.
Okay. All right. I like it.
I like Smokey the Bear.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
I mean, it's everywhere. It really is.
I was completely unfamiliar with that.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Here you go.
It's gone crazy.
All right, now we're watching a nice little video. Those are serious flames.
Yeah, now you get back a little bit. All right, what is that? What, you got some kind of like kids wheelbarrow out there? What the hell is that? Is that a garden
barrel? Kids plastic wagon.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. It melted a little bit, which is fine because we wanted to get rid of that thing anyway. Now we have an excuse for the get rid of it and the kids can't whine about it.
So that looks like that's your fence.
Oh, yeah. You're doing a heck of a job.
I'm looking at the inside of it. So you need to but that's yours because it's facing outward. So that means you got to pay for that, right?
No, they replaced it the next day.
Wow. All right. Very cool.
Did you know who the neighbors were that were shooting off the fireworks?
Yeah, they're our next door neighbors, and they do this every year. They've never had a problem with, you know, before putting fireworks out and putting them away. So whatever happened this year was just a mistake. But, yeah, they do this every year.
So I'm assuming that you have outdoor cameras at your house. That's how this is all captured?
Yeah, all this was Blink camera footage. And it wasn't until, like, after the incident was done, I'm looking at my phone, and I see the thumbnail, you know, it says motion detector at front
There's
door.
There's someone outside.
And I see my butt blurred by. I'm like, wait a minute. Did my cameras just catch all of what just happened? So I went through and looked at it, and sure enough, every single second of that incident is caught.
So
even when the Pierce County Fire, East Pierce Fire show up.
So did you supply the video to the local news stations to say, yeah, here I am doing it?
100%. Yep, I sent it out to all the local stations.
I know, but you know they got your junk.
CBS was the first one to pick it up that day, and they've ran with it, and it's been NBC, Fox, you know, Daily Mail over in the UK. It's been crazy.
All because you put out a fire naked. Damn.
Yep. Hmm. I always knew I was going to be famous in the news someday. I didn't know I was going to be for naked and for a good reason.
Naked firefighter.
Tim got it up on the YouTube.
Did he?
Yeah. So now we're streaming it on YouTube, man. Everyone can partake of your heroism.
That's great.
All right. Well, yeah. There you go, man. Yeah. Naked firefighting.
Good work, man.
Did he say that
there's going to be an unedited version of that that's going to get out?
But didn't he say his Ring camera blurred it out?
He saw the blurb of it, I think, is what it's.
Okay.
And then they'll give you the preview of, like, hey, there's somebody outside, and they'll give you, like, a little preview on there.
And there he is.
And there he is, just all his naked glory.
Yeah, but he just runs out.
He's
problem.
Running. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's booking it.
Well, his fence is on fire.
Gotta put that damn thing out.
Right, he did a good job.
That's awesome.
Damn. All right. I mean, look, when there's an emergency, if you're naked, you gotta do it naked.
But that begs the question, would you take the time to put pants on before you ran out there?
I don't know.
No.
Really?
Not, because, you know, look, when someone calls or frantic, as far as you know, your property is on fire. If I'm naked, I'm going on naked and I'm fighting it. I mean, it's not ideal, but I can't imagine I would take the time to put on a pair of pants.
I'll put on a pair of shorts.
You'd have the presence of mind to do that.
I mean, generally, I sleep in shorts, so I think I'd be wearing them, but
you're just getting out of the shower. Shoes, you got a frantic
shoes,
call.
Something.
Like, I think I'm with Ted. Like, my mind is like, the thing's already on fire.
Correct.
Like, right. The extra 5 seconds that it's going to take me to put some pants on is not going to get catastrophically worse.
This is why you need some good, like, slip-on Skechers. You know, you need some old man shoes, something to kick on.
He didn't have underwear on, but his feet were protected. Well,
hey, he had on shoes.
When did you need or lend a helping hand? 206-803-ROCK.